When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Palmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That, You've Got the Podcast.
Right, so this week we ask you to tell us your confessions, those secrets, however small, that you felt the need to unburden.
Yeah, and I think we're going to forgive most of them, aren't we? But some of them are quite bad.
Yeah.
Or quite funny.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some of them are... Yes. I feel very holy.
Go on then. What's the worst thing you've done?
I'm not telling you.
No, because it's supposed to be anonymous. I know, but is there anything that you've done that's quite bad?
I'm going to weave it in. I'm going to say. Yeah, I'm not going to say which one mine is. People are going to have to guess which one mine is.
Is yours going to be one of these?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I suppose one of the things that I always feel guilty for. I used to have this job. I took a year out. I went to Spain. I did this, that, and the other after uni. It was before uni. I can't remember. Anyway, and I got a job with this company that, I mean, they could send you anywhere. They'd send you in a factory one week. They'd send you to do something else the next week. And it was the local elections in a borough of Liverpool. And I was sent round to knock on, oh, my God, so many doors. And you had to ask them these series of questions which was then used to judge how this borough was going to vote. Anyway, after a couple of hours I got really fed up. I thought, well, no one's answering the door or no one wants to talk. I'm tired now. So got on the bus, filled them all out. I just filled them out with what I thought they might say.
How old were you?
19. But you know the worst of it.
What? Did you get it wrong?
I got given a bonus because it was so accurate. Whoa. I got given a bonus because the woman from this agency that employed me said they were so pleased with you because most people don't fill all the forms in, but you obviously went and knocked on every door because they gave you about like 100 of them. You did every single one and they were so pleased and the predictions were quite accurate. And I've never fessed up till today. The fact that I made most of them up.
Okay, I have actually got one that reminds me. So I did a similar job when I was at uni, but no, as in you'd work for an agency,
yeah,
and they'd send you. So a week you'd be. I was working in the the Nestle factory in the kitchen. You know, I went to Yorkshire Post and I was stuck in the dishwasher, all that sort of thing. And then I went to work at a factory that was packing nuts. Okay,
cool.
So not nuts. So basically, yeah. Well, so. What you had, you
dream
basically
job?
Had, no, because you, no, listen, so you go had a on. Box, you had to the sealed boxes of packets of nuts, and what your job was to unseal the box, take the nuts out, and then it was for a supermarket, so you had to stick on the back of each of the nuts a little plastic thing with a hole in that they could then hang on a rod.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you had to, anyway, so... In the morning, we get there and you give you your Stanley knife and you've got your big box with the you know, the masking tape over the top, and you just used to swipe through it. But every time you did it, because I was probably hungover. I mean, I was 20, 21, I was hungover. Mm. And so you just literally whack the Stanley knife through it.
Half asleep.
And you'd go through like the first three packs of nuts on the top. So, of course, have a couple of those. Anyway, and then someone said, what are you doing? No, so I came around. But what I used to do was after I'd had a couple of nuts, which is clearly bad.
This is where your nut obsession started.
I should honestly have PTSD from nuts. The guilt. So then I used to just, and I was with my mate, Caroline, always remember. And so we basically sealed them all up with another bit. She had to seal the box up with masking tape. So we sealed each of the little packets that we'd ripped open, sealed them up, put them in the bottom of the box, and packed all the other ones on top. This was every single box because we were lazy and incompetent and just horrible. Anyway, about 3/4 of the way through the day, the old supervisor comes around and sees me doing it. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she said, what are you doing? If you ruin one bag of nuts in a box and we send them off, the entire box gets sent back to us.
But it didn't last the day.
No. Well, what do you do? So she said, is this the first box that you've done this for? What's your answer?
Yes.
Yes. Don't do it again.
Okay. No. Okay. You bankrupted that firm.
The last 40 boxes that we'd done for about 5 hours What were we supposed to do? Fess up and go, yo, I'm sorry. Suffice to say, we were obviously supposed to do a week. The next day, we're like, sorry, we're not coming in. I mean.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So that.
Does it make you feel better that you fessed up?
No,
now?
I still feel bad about the nuts. Yeah, that's probably why I eat so many nuts now, because I'm trying to put all the nuts companies back into business. I do feel guilty.
I love it. Okay, let's go over to you. These are quite funny. Oh, what would you do in this situation? So our listener says, I added beef stock to my friend's veggie corn cottage pie when she came for dinner. I mean, I'm presuming she did that by mistake or she didn't have a veggie stock. What would you do? Would you say, oh, I've mistakenly added beef? I wouldn't have said anything. Would you? I just wouldn't have said anything, because what can you do?
I actually did. I didn't. Oh, God, I didn't do that recently. But a friend of mine has. Have I told you this?
No.
This wasn't that long ago. A friend of mine came to stay for a couple of days, and she's got a lactose intolerance. Okay. So no, because I did fess up, and so anyway, so we had, you know, that's it. She really wanted a frappe, an iced frappe, a milk. It was in the summer. It was last summer, so it's really
hot. Lactose intolerant, but she wanted a milk frappe.
Well, the idea was that I was supposed to get
oat milk.
Mm,
but, you didn't, did you?
Well, I sort of forgot.
Okay.
I sort of forgot. So basically, I gave her this massive, it was an iced coffee, a massive glass of iced coffee. Like, this is delicious. And I was like, it's good, isn't it? And she didn't say, wow, what milk have they made this with? So I genuinely totally forgot. So anyway, so then I was like, do you want another one? Do you want another one? Have another one. Marvellous. Anyway, went out for a walk, walking around. I was like, I really don't feel very well. I was like, this is so weird. Why don't you feel well? Oh, God. I really don't feel very well. Anyway, came back. In agony, like actual agony. Like, oh my God.
What does it make you do?
Is it really, stomach? Really bloated, a really bad stomach? Really?
You could have killed
her. No!
Have another one.
A really bad stomach. And I said, look at what it is. What have you eaten? I'm like, you know, we had that for lunch, we had that for breakfast, and your coffee, oat milk in the coffee. And then I just went to the fridge, opened the fridge, and I was like, I don't know what it would
normal milk
be. As I look at the massive.
Did you tell her?
I did, but I'm not going to lie to you. For 2 seconds, I did contemplate just
calling an ambulance.
Just going, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Okay. Well, at least that was genuine.
Can I say,
mistake.
We did laugh.
When she was resuscitated, we laughed.
Yeah, she thought, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's not great.
So someone says,
this is brilliant.
I put live knits, the whole school had them, in my cheating ex-husband's hair. While he was asleep? Wow. I mean, that's taking some doing, that, isn't it? You've got to capture them.
Oh, it's easy.
You've got... Is it?
Did your kids ever have knits?
Yes.
I swear that we had a low-lying level of knits.
There was constant knits.
5 years.
Yeah. Constant knits at St. Thomas's.
It was just trying
to
keep...
You couldn't move for knits.
No, it was just trying to keep it at bay.
Yeah.
So what you do is...
Well, how do you... I've combed them.
Yeah, and they're all live. And you just... If you've got those...
But you'd have to put them in a container because they can jump, can't they?
Well, yeah, but if you just do that and then you just sort of wipe it on his head... Oh, I love that.
I know. That takes some doing, doesn't it?
That is genius.
This was one that was left over from another question that we asked and was never used. But it's so good. We've put it in here. So thank you to this listener. Oh, I don't know what to think about this. Right. We used to do the Saturday night lottery. I wrote down the winning numbers when my husband was in the shower and asked him to check them. So obviously, a practical joke gone wrong.
Oh my God.
So he thought we'd won the jackpot. It was millions.
Oh my God.
I did come clean pretty quickly, but I can still see his face and feel so guilty. I don't know if you'd ever forgive.
I feel sick reading
that. That is a really bad practical joke, isn't it?
It's not funny, sorry.
Writing the numbers down and going, oh, can you just check them? There's the numbers. Just check them.
Oh my God.
I'm just bobbing to make a cup of tea. And he would have gone, we've won, wouldn't he? He'd have been, oh my God.
I think I might just have left the country. I might just have
left my wife. Oh no, it's bad that, isn't it?
So I love this one. Go on. This is brilliant. I stole a wind chime from my neighbour's garden. The noise was driving me mad. It's now in the bin.
I love that, do you?
So good, isn't it?
Because again, word picture. How did she get into the neighbour's garden? How did she take the wind chime down?
So many questions.
Okay. How on earth? Talk about asking questions, right? I set light to my friend's car by mistake. How? And her mum came out in just her knickers with a hose pipe to put it out.
Is it probably wrong? The first question I asked is, she also have a bra on, or were her bats hanging free? Not that it makes any difference, obviously.
Well, I want to know how you accidentally set fire to someone's car, and secondly. Yeah, why was the mum in her knickers?
Not even I've set fire to a car, which, you know, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, again, we'd like to know more about that. I'm going to save that to the end to go with the other one that's not dissimilar.
Okie dokie.
It's quite funny. There were a few of these. Dropped the dinner on the floor and just gave it a little brush off and served it. Yeah.
I mean, haven't you done that? The amount of times over the years where you've got bread out, toast, you thought, oh, God, and just picked all the mould off.
Yeah, but what? Oh, God, yeah. Oh, penicillin. God. The penicillin.
I literally thought you were just going to go, some people, that would be not in a million years.
Our kids, when they come home, and I think this is kids in general, they look at the sell-by date.
Oh, obsessed.
I'm like, stop looking at the sell-by date.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not having that.
Oh, yeah.
It went off 2 days ago. Yeah. And I'm like, smell it. Does it smell? Is it okay? Especially if it's fruit. I'm like, it's probably nicer. It's ripe.
Or cheese.
I said cheese. Honestly, Danny, the other day, this Parmesan went off in whatever. I'm like, Parmesan does not go off.
It gets better with age. That's why I put aged Parmesan.
I mean, we have been guilty of keeping chicken in the fridge too long, raw chicken and stuff like that. But you know if it's off because it absolutely honks.
Yeah. So chicken, I wouldn't do chicken and I wouldn't do anything fish.
No, fish and chicken, I mean.
Fish and chicken.
No, you can't really.
No.
No, but anyway.
A salad.
Oh, well, salad, you'll know if it's off.
Totally.
Because it'll be
It looks grim.
Yeah. After my husband had an affair, I rubbed his toothbrush round the toilet rim. Well.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, I love this one. I served cat-licked trifle to my in-laws after my father-in-law tried to kick the cat.
Well, I would too. You don't go around kicking someone's cat.
Cat-licked. I do more than that. I tell you what I put in there. Well, I don't know what I put in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, come on, lick it. Give it a good old lick. This is for your kicking.
Oh, yeah. Do a little
wee. I love that.
Do
a have a little wee.
Spray on it. So.
Go on.
This person says, her husband kept leaving his retainer that he had, a very expensive retainer, for on the side bedside table. And the dog used to eat it. And she never, ever told him. He went through 3 retainers. And to this day, she used to say, oh, I don't know where the cleaners put it. Knowing full well that the dog had eaten it.
I was going to say, meanwhile, the dog's got perfect teeth.
Lashes.
Ding. Oh, I love that one. God. I don't know what to think about this one. I was so pissed off by an ex-friend that I bent all her car wipers at 3 a.m. in the morning. I was very drunk after a party. Do you know what happened to me once? You know, I'm like the world's worst driver. I'm absolutely terrible. So I actually don't really drive anymore. I was dropping the kids off at Sevenoaks Leisure Centre for one of their endless classes they used to have. And I parked really badly because I was late for them. I thought, well, it don't matter. I parked badly in the Leisure Centre car park and I'm just running them in and running them out. I ran back out and someone was bending my windscreen wipers back.
What?
It was my next door neighbour.
Ching!
No, this was...
Oh.
I'm not ching! This was years ago when we just moved to Seven Oaks and we were in rented accommodation till we could find somewhere to buy. My next door neighbour, and he didn't know it was my car. He was just annoyed because apparently I'd blocked him in. I'd only been in the leisure centre 5 minutes, if that, came out and he bent them.
Oh,
it was the most embarrassing thing I've ever done because I thought, well, he was a really old guy, ex-sergeant major type. God. And I said, what are you doing?
Well, you've blocked me in and blah, blah, blah.
I said, but you can't do that. But anyway, I got home. And
didn't it go mad?
Yeah.
He had to go and
sort it out. Yeah, and his wife answered. And she just said, oh, I'm so sorry. And she said it as though it was not like he'd done it a lot. And Nick just basically said, look, I'm not taking it any further, but you're paying for them.
Totally.
What's the chances of that?
Oh, my God. That's a brilliant story.
It's a brilliant story, but I digress. But it just brought it all back to me with the windscreen wipers.
So I had sex. When I say I'm reading this out.
Yeah.
I had sex in the back of an ambulance. I wasn't the patient or a paramedic.
Yeah, again, questions.
So many questions.
Oh, which reminds me.
Yes.
Do you remember the songs? Do you remember Snow Patrol chasing cars where the woman said she had the best sex of her life, long lingering sex.
Was it with a policeman?
Well, we said we need to know more. She got in touch.
And?
She said it was an illicit affair. What do you think about that?
Fair play.
I'm
never going to be able to hear that song again now.
No, it's going to conjure up her and her PC, isn't it?
Oh, God. So what about this? Reading my partner's texts, in brackets, except he could see from his laptop that I was snooping.
I don't get that.
What do you mean?
How could he see from his laptop that she was snooping?
Well, because I'm assuming that maybe...
Was she looking at his phone and it was connected to his laptop?
Yeah, so your phone... So, for example, yeah, my phone's connected to my iPad. Yeah, they are. You can get your messages ping up. So maybe they were unread.
Oh, he could see
and then he could see that they'd been read and he wasn't reading them. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that's somewhere you don't go. Have you ever done that? Have you ever read?
No.
It wouldn't even in a million years occur to me to read someone's texts. I don't care what they're doing. I don't give a shit what they're doing.
I don't do that because I just think if you're thinking about that, it's not right, is it? If you're even thinking about it, it means it's not.
Well, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. Yeah. These are funny. I have a secret vibrator my husband doesn't know about. Do you know what? I bet loads of women have got a secret vibrator the husbands don't know about. Having said that, I haven't.
Well, I haven't got a husband, so.
Have you got a vibrator?
It's not a secret. I'm not talking about that.
That means you have?
I'm not talking about it. We're not talking about that.
Okay. Well, I have, not me, listener, has got a secret vibrator my husband doesn't know about, and which leads us neatly onto the one I think we should finish on.
I can't.
Shall I read it?
Oh, God. Okay. I don't know. It might be
completely innocent.
It could be related to the toilet rim.
Yeah. All I'm saying are these are the words. I don't just use my electric toothbrush for my teeth.
Again, so many questions. So does she have a separate head for it? Does she use the... Does she use this? Oh my God.
Do you put mouthwash on?
Literally, I was about to say, do you disinfect it? Do you wash it? Is toothpaste a back? So many questions.
Better bits and bobs are dead clean, minty fresh.
Oh. They sting.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. And also bristles.
I know. But that's why I'm saying maybe there's a different attachment for it. Do you know what? Can I just say that's actually a good thing, isn't it?
Well, suppose it's money saving if you just get a blunt attachment without lots of bristles.
Why has no one done that?
Why is like it? Two for one.
A travel kit.
Yeah.
You can actually have interchangeable heads.
Yeah, for whatever, for your teeth, for whatever you want.
For whatever. Dragon's Den, here we come.
Oh, I'm not doing that pitch.
Oh, can you imagine?
I'm out.
They wouldn't be.
Oh, no, they'd be like, oh, can I just demonstrate this to you, Mr. Jones? Oh, my God.
Turn around.
Oh, my God.
Genuinely, though.
I've got to say, I do love our listeners, honestly. I absolutely love it.
And there is somebody who has said this. And also, I love the way this is. I have lied to a Catholic priest multiple times.
Oh, haven't we all?
Well, that's because you're Catholic.
Yeah. I used to make up sins because I couldn't think of any. Because you have to do it from a very young age. Oh. We're not really doing anything.
Well, I remember years ago, it's, yes, and Father, for I have sinned. It is how many weeks since my last confession. And then I used to really panic when it was so many weeks. So I used to say, I cannot remember how long it is since my last confession.
So you're actually lying in the confession before you've even started.
No, because I'm not lying, because I couldn't remember, because it must be so long. Can't remember how long it's my last confession. These are my sins. And then I remember when you first did it, and it just does depend on the priest you have, but if you start being like really specific about, you know, I pinched my brother in the back of the car because he was being a dick, obviously I didn't say that, but you know, and he'd be like, well, what do you need to do is, and then of course he'd go on for ages about loving your family and your brother, blah 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 blah. So then you just go, I've told lies, I've been mean to my mum, I've said some bad words, and then it'd be over in 3 minutes.
Yeah. Three Hail Marys to our fathers, Bob's your uncle.
Absolutely.
Over and out.
Yes.
Yeah, loved it. Okay, it's a wrap, folks. Thank you for fessing up to your crimes. You are forgiven.
I can't say that because anyway. You're right. I was not sure if I could have forgiven the lottery one.
I'm not sure about the lottery one. I don't know how you've got on from that moment onwards.
Well, they would have to have the most incredible sense of humour
and very strong marriage to withstand that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Have a great week. Join us again on Thursday. Don't forget to take part in our mini pod questions and all the added extras. Follow us on our Instagram page @GotThePodcast. Bye.